Jackson Jr. pleaded guilty in February to stealing $750,000 from his campaign account and spending it on lavish personal items, furs, electronics, a Rolex watch. Defense attorney Reid Weingarten suggested back then he might bring up Jackson's struggle with bipolar disorder to argue for a lighter sentence.
Those health issues are directly related to his present predicament. That's not an excuse, that's just a fact.
Jackson Jr.'s lawyers have since argued in court filings that bipolar disorder could lead to compulsive spending, and they say the ex-congressman may not get the care he needs in prison. Prosecutors want a federal judge to send Jackson Jr. away for 4 years and his wife, Sandy Jackson, for 18 months. Sentencing in Washington, D.C. is set for Wednesday. I'm Alex Keefe.